Good morning. My presentation will be about rectification of current erroneous biological and technical conceptions to succeed as a control of red palmoil in urban environment. Suppression, containment, and long-term eradication strategy adopted in Europe are done to fail. Why? What is at stake is the preservation of patrimony, not of a crop that can be renewed. Plants are the main ornamental species of the Mediterranean post-urban landscape. These plants constitute a public and private patrimony that is often irreversible. It is threatened to disappear definitively if the red palm oil is not controlled very quickly. This is the famous pronoun des Anglais in Nice in France. Red palm oil kills rapidly its more attractive host, the Phoenix canadensis. This species is more frequent in the gardens of the Mediterranean cities, and this host multiplies quickly, 3 to 4 generations per year, and each female lies around 200 eggs. This plant has been killed in less than 1 year. Time to save this patrimony is counted. Already a disaster in many places in Europe. The battle takes place in a peculiar environment, in cities. The urban environment creates serious constraints. Public health, of course. Labor, because the plants are usually very high. And a great number of farm owners and a great dispersal of these plants in the city. In such an environment, to maintain for a long time individually efficient measures to control the pest is not realistic. Monitoring or frequent preventive treatments are especially difficult to implement and very costly. Whereas there is no physical barrier or natural barrier, containment close to an infested place where the pest is present is not okay. I will just give a few examples. In Antibes, in south of France, a webbing was captured in a trap at the end of 2008, and it extended to the neighbor city of Valoris very quickly, but in Antibes itself, many new focus spots have been discovered during the last year. From these two places, it has reached other neighbor places, Mouchin, and recently cut. Exactly the same situation in Nice. And in Italia, in Bordighera, small spot at the beginning, a very small number of infected plants, but it is now present in that part of the city, and from the cities it has reached the neighbor cities. Same in other places, but we can, these examples, we can find them in many, many cities of the coastal Mediterranean, as a Mediterranean coast. And in fact, we can work as it did for the last 4 years as a total failure of the official solution and containment strategy adopted by all the European countries. If we want to save the plant's patrimony, there is no other solution than to eradicate the red palm oil and to eradicate it quickly. Planning to eradicate it on the long term is an illusion, as the red palm oil, as we have seen, is a rapid killer with a high propagation capacity. Trying to suppress and contain the pest is wasting money, useless. The same assessment that has been done for Aprophora chinensis in USA in 1998. If we don't want to eradicate, maintaining the plants and using suppression measure is wasting money, and better to forget this alive plant. To eradicate the red palm oil quickly, various and very frequent misconceptions that we have actually rectified. Contrary to what is so frequently repeated, early detection of infected plants is quite possible. The cliché that it is not possible to detect early infestation is false. It is linked to a wrong conception of infestation modalities of tall plants and species without options. I give this precision because the plants that are not So Paul and the Palms with Orchard present a different way of incantation. I will speak later about it. Previous ones are not necessary. Previous ones are not necessary for incantation. You may lie the head with after digging a small hole with a snout. At fly deep basis where they can hide. Incantation does not stop. Neither the top level, neither the other leaves, but at the base of the young one. The conception that larvae live in the trunk is eternal. It's a pit for the fun, the fruits, or in your part of the already said. But from a bit, larvae are not xerophagous. They shoot the fun fever to suck the sap. They can't survive in dead bugs. So cutting, transporting, and cleaning, and sometimes burning, as a very difficult span. Breeding of palm trunks that has been obligatory in many countries during many years have represented the main measure to fight the red pathway. It has cost a lot. This measure has been totally useless. Cutting and breeding the leaf bases, sometimes the crop part of the trunk, when the palm is at the last stage of vegetation, allows to eliminate all the larvae at a low cost and very easily. These plants have been sanitized totally, and can leave the trunk as a dry wood, no problem. These two other ones have been also sanitized by cutting the leaves, and have the terminal buds was not affected by the larva, they are ready. Larva live inside the basis of central leaves and at the ultimate stage of incantation in the upper part of the trunk. Larva bite the young leaves and make galleries at their base. Visible consequences of these damages will be detectable inevitably and rapidly. For example, eliminating at their base, some leaves can melt and later dry. Wall crawl at bed creating a normal asymmetry. This is more classical symptoms. Bites of the leaves that are larva can appear to the terminal part of the leaves. Start to be visible. Everybody can be trained easily to detect infestation visible from ground. For earlier detection, inspection windows must be open in the ground. Inspection windows allow to discover the earliest symptom visible at the level of the inner and first damaged leaves. Infestation in plants of less than 2-3 meters or plants with their fruits takes place erection at the trunk level. Flying female land near the young plants, walk and climb on the trunk, hide behind the still alive leaf base with a dig hole to light the head. Offshoots are the entrance door for dead plants and similar species. Running is not a danger, but an indispensable tool for early detection and consequently for the success of the red palm oil control. Most of the time, the trimmers have been the first to detect the signal. Also, breeding has been prohibited or allowed only during winter in many countries. This catastrophic measure is based on a serious misconception regarding female red palm oil behavior. Preferential population sites are higher leaf bases. Running does not facilitate or increase infestation. It just creates, during a short time, potential attraction to the fruit plants of the discard and then the incident. So, chimney drop is very important and also to discover holes made by the larva and in at the basis of the disease. Infestation plant can be saved when it is done. The cliché that infested plants cannot be saved is totally false. It is based on misconception on red palm oil infestation modality and on the plant's anatomy and growth. It has led to disastrous costly and counterproductive measures that has obliged park owners to eliminate systematically infested plants. The larva lives generally during at least 2 cycles at the base of central leaf, brown here in the photo. The terminal bud is in green. The terminal bud is generally the last place to be infected. it contributes to early detection. This is all evident. To inspect the funds for early detection, sanitation, and so to stop early and discuss that. It's all about to sacrifice and consumers. This is an example of funds recovery in South of France. This funds has been same time in February or March. It's a recovery project since photo of May 2010, and now a bit more than 1 year after. All these funds have recovered. For health and environment reasons, endotherapy constitutes the best and of implement the preventive treatment component of the integrative eradication strategy. Against endotherapy, a frequent misconception has been spread that assures that plants cannot cure their wounds. In reality, plants are giant hairs, and they cure their wounds differently from trees. They cure better than trees once produced by endotherapy technique. We have established a preventive treatment based on chemical sample and human drug injection are very efficient with a long testing. This is a wound made by injection, and we can see that the plants has cured perfectly this one. It's fundamental to get the collaboration of the plants on their professionals to give a central role to municipality. This is evident, but in fact, phytosanitary authorities that have tried to perform all their activities alone have been obliged in their few years to organize their failure. Inspection of numerous and scattered plants for orientation requires the collaboration of maximum plant plants. Maintenance efficient mass trapping requires collaboration of numerous garden owners who have to replace water, who have to replace the food attractant frequently. Specially trained and authorized trimmers that must be involved in the patient who does need to intervene to achieve treatments. Municipalities must play a central role for awareness, coordination, and disease healing. Conclusion, contrary to what is often repeated and sometimes spread by some, the different limits of miraculous solution based on their own specific discipline, we already disposed of detection methods for early detection. This method may be used together inside the integrated stretching, not for suppression of segment or long-term remediation strategy, but for quick eradication. For demonstrating the GCM strategy, this is some bibliography of this issue. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.